If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exodus 23:23. For my angel shall go out before thee and bring thee into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Listen to this. And I will cut them off. Now we're down to the 23rd chapter of Exodus. And notice what God is saying now. Same tribes, but this time he says, I'm going to cut them off. Before, he was just telling them they were there. Now he's saying, my angel's going to go, and we're going to cut those bad boys off. This is before Numbers 13. There's a promise from God in every one of these passages that I've just read to you. Every one of them, there's a promise. The promise is, go into the land that I've given you. The Hittites and everybody else are there. But now he's saying, I'm going to cut them all off. Now, what should stop you from going in? Now, watch this. Hebrews 3:15. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Well, what was the provocation? He says, for some, when they heard, did provoke. He said, howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. So in other words, there were many. Everybody came out with him. That simply means that there were people who just went with the flow. But everybody wasn't part of the vision. And there were a couple of instances prior to Kadesh Barnea, earlier parts of Numbers, where it said the mixed multitude began to complain. And then that caused the rest of the people to say, we should have stayed in Egypt. Even in church, there are some people planted in our congregation by the devil. Now, how do you know them? They are what I call the individuals who butt against everything. Sometimes you ought to just go with the program. Even if you don't like it and can't understand it, just go. I don't know why he put Aaron and Martin in as assistant pastor. They think they run things. Not tell people what to do. Do I have to listen to them? That's not with Lambert. That's by Lambert. You're here by Lambert. I watched you on TV and the Lord just said, join the church. But he didn't tell you to submit to any of the directives. He just said, join the church because you saw me on TV. Praise the Lord. So you are here by Lambert. You're not with him. Because if you were with him, you say, praise the Lord, Pastor. If that's who you put in position, then I trust your judgment. God bless you. God bless you. If you want to make the prophetic movement in our church valid, if you want to bring it to where God wants it to be, I'm not going to sit around and criticize it. I'm going to wait and see how it unfolds because I trust my pastor. If you want them sitting down here where they're sitting, there's a reason you want them there. I'm not going to get mad and say, I ought to be sitting there. And that's why you're not. By Moses, with Moses, what will that do? Frame speech. Say this with me. Change is inevitable. Change is necessary.
Change is necessary.
I will embrace change.
I will embrace change.
I will love change.
I will love change.
I will connect to change.
I will connect to change.
I will serve change.
I will serve change.
I will bless the Lord for change.
I will bless the Lord for change.
And I will change.
And I will change.
Why he gotta have so many pastors? Because of so many people.
Yeah.
3,717. And God told me when we were back around 2,000, God said, I'm going to double the size of your church. 3,717 on roll, not including visiting members. And you want me to do it by myself? That dog just ain't going to hunt. And so there are people who gather. Pastor Lambert, don't stand in the back and shake hands. Do you? You get right up and go out. Why can't I get right up and go out? You don't stop and talk to nobody. Why do I have to stop and talk to somebody? He don't have the anointing. You know, sheep have always been portrayed as nonviolent critters. But do you know that sheep have a set of teeth on the bottom only? Only on the bottom. They will bite. It's not as bad as a wolf because the wolf has those, you know, predatory, you know, fangs. Sheep only have teeth on one jaw. So that's why they eat grass and stuff. Their bite won't like really, really hurt, but it'll let you know they've been there. So I say bite them people that come against you. Do the best you can. Watch this. Pastor Violet when he come back. He must have went to Afghanistan. Watch this. Listen to this. He says, but with whom was he grieved? Verse 17. Was it not with them that had sinned? He says, and to whom swear he that they could not enter into his rest? There is a rest. Listen to me carefully. There is a rest that God has promised us. I want you to hear this. There is a rest that God has promised you regardless of the enemy you face. I wish I could tell a story. I wish I could, but I can't. It's not time yet. It's not time yet. There is a rest that comes when you're confronted by a bad thing. There is a rest that you never thought possible when a bad thing comes at you. But listen to this. God said they couldn't enter into the rest. Why? Because they did not believe. What was it that they didn't believe in Numbers 13 and 14? What he had spoken to them in Exodus 3 and then again in 33. So what is the scripture saying? Your anxiety isn't coming from the devil. It is coming from your belief system. You don't believe that God can provide for you. Yesterday, the Lord said to me, I was driving up 309, and yesterday the Lord said to me, he said, my people actually believe that I'm going to drop money in a bag at the foot of their bed. I mean, why does he do this to me? Don't he have anything else better to do? I mean, you got wars and rumors of wars, and you stop to give me these little maxims, these little teachings, and you're messing up my day. I said, okay. Then what is it that you do? He said, I give them gifts. I give them abilities. I give them talents. I give them ideas. He said, and they don't capitalize on it. They're waiting for me to drop them bags of money. He said, they're waiting for me to bless them, and I have made them blessings. You won't enter into that rest because you don't believe that you're a blessing. The devil has convinced you that you're in poverty and you're in need. So that's how you respond. So when you come to God, you consistently ask him to give you what he's already given you. Your needs are already met. Rather than going to God and saying, thank you for meeting my needs, and then listen to this, and as Jesus said in Mark 11, speaking to that fulfillment before it happens, we're still looking at the need, and we are focusing on the need rather than looking at the present supply and the future supply. God has been held in stasis. He can't grow. He can't move in your life because of bad speech. 6-8 months ago, he said, tell my people to stop owning the sickness. I said, what do you mean? He said, tell them to stop saying my diabetes, my cancer, my. I said, well, Lord, what should they say? He said, they can say I'm diagnosed with it. But that's not the prognosis. The diagnosis means that could be there. The diagnosis is by his stripes, I'm healed. So what do you say? What do you say? Listen carefully. You say what you believe. Don't say what you do not believe. Say what you believe. And understand that simply by saying it doesn't mean God still won't have you go through a process. The process has nothing to do with God's ending result. Think of our brother, our dear brother Job. He goes through, right? He goes through. He loses everything. He has no knowledge that he's a pawn on the chess game of spiritual control. He has no knowledge that Satan has evaluated his life, observed his blessings, listened to his speech about God, and determined that this man was testable. He goes to God. God sees him in the congregation of the sons of God and says, "Where have you been?" Rhetorical question. He said, "I've been walking up and down the earth looking for people to mess with." Watch this. God says, "Have you considered Job?" He says, "Yep." Now, the text doesn't say that he said yes. But you know that he did because of his next statement. "You built a hedge about him." How do you know that I built a hedge about him? Because I tried to get to him. He said, "Now, if you move that hedge, if you take away his good health, if you take away his successes, if you take away his money, if you take away his car, if you take away his house, if you take away all that stuff, I guarantee you he will curse you to your face." God knows this man's heart. So here's what he says. Now, I have a problem with this, but here's what God says. "All that he has is in your hand. Do what you want." Whew. You know how awesome that is? For the God of all creation to say to the devil, "Everything that he owns is in your hands. Do what you want." He sends a storm, kills that man's children, wipes out his houses. I think he sent a tornado, wipes out the houses, everything the man has. Steps back, cups his ear to listen to the response. And what he hears boggles his mind. "The Lord giveth, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Satan says, OMG. Is that right? OMG. Every demon involved in the catastrophe is going, "Did you? I did everything." And God is sitting there, chest pumped out. "Whew! You go, boy." OMG.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 08515A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.